This man, Koskinen, actually had the audacity to tell Congress that even complying with a subpoena for emails from just a handful of key employees could not be done before the end of this year. 9 full months to turn over emails. Oh, please. Why? Because, get this, it takes time, says Koskinen. It takes time to have attorneys delete protected taxpayer information. You can believe that that means interpreting, editing, and deleting any incriminating statements by Lois Lerner and her top lieutenants. That's my bet. Personally, I find such deny, delay, obfuscate tactics of these Alinsky-driven non-Americans nauseating. Don't you? I am in the fight, and I hope you are. This stuff has got to stop, or there will be no America. That's not an overstatement. Of this, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, stated as follows, quote, "We don't want the excuses anymore, IRS. No more. Prioritize them, our requests. Put more lawyers on the job," end quote. Sounds good, but it ain't going to happen. Deny, delay, obfuscate, litigate. Remember those four words, my fellow Americans, the words of Saul Alinsky and the words of Rules for Radicals, which President Obama knows full well. The Obama administration and its agencies, it seems to me, are masters at that. And all the while, Lois Lerner continues to claim her Fifth Amendment rights, won't say a thing, and will testify to nothing. Nothing. Perhaps that is so because the House and Ways Committee sent a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, written by Chairman Dave Camp, which discloses new evidence suggesting that Lois Lerner really used her position to single out conservative groups for scrutiny and did not apply the very same standards to left-leaning groups. The letter requested that Holder investigate these matters of evidence and begin a criminal prosecution of the former Treasury Secretary because she had used her position to single out conservative groups for such illegal activity. The committee and Chairman Camp also charged that Lerner had misled investigators in her original conversations with the Treasury Inspector General and potentially disclosed confidential taxpayer information by using her personal email address for IRS business. Unbelievable charges. But that's from Congress. That new evidence produced documents which clearly showed that Lois Lerner actively corresponded with liberal campaign finance groups which had requested the IRS to investigate conservative groups which, they claim, were violating their tax-exempt status. The liberal groups asked why the conservative entity Crossroads, among others, had not been audited. Lerner replied, says the Wall Street Journal, as follows in an email, quote, "You should know that we are working on a denial of the application," end quote. Can you believe that? Ah, not a smidgen of evidence, President Obama. Why don't we, the people, send that email of Lerner's to the White House? Maybe President Obama would learn something. In that email correspondence, Secretary Lerner went on to state as follows, quote, from the email, quote, "Please make sure all moves regarding the org, that is the organization, are coordinated, ready for this, up here," that is her level, "before we do anything," end quote. Up here, before we do anything. I mean, can it be any more clear than that? So that led Cincinnati IRS agent, who has been accused as conspirator in all of this, among other agents, who began reviewing the case information on Crossroads and the tax law, to draft a template advocacy denial letter. Start to draft the letter. And all to think about, says this email, all to think about how best to compose the denial letter. Not on the basis of facts, but on the basis of how to make the political prosecution sound good. Well, once again, not a smidgen of evidence of targeting conservative groups. Isn't that right, President Obama? By the way, Crossroads GPS was co-founded by conservative Karl Rove. Oh, does the White House hate him? A really hated target of radical liberals. And that organization had applied for tax-exempt status as far back as 2010. Almost 4 years later, nothing. It still has not received any kind of formal IRS action or approval. Not good to be Karl Rove these days, or really truly conservative, is it? The House Ways and Means Committee also disclosed that in January 2013, Lois Lerner asked her staff to examine five conservative groups which liberal sources had labeled controversial dark money groups. How about that for a four-word put-down? Four of these five groups ultimately got the IRS, quote, deluxe scrutiny treatment, end of quote, as the Wall Street Journal so eloquently states, and three of them were actually audited. Seems like the smidgen of evidence is growing, does it not? Oh, by the way, there was virtually no activity whatsoever on the part of the IRS with respect to liberal groups. Not a thing. Lerner denies and obfuscates and delays and is ready to litigate and takes the Fifth Amendment, no matter the fact that Lerner knew about this activity as far back as May 2010. She knew. She knew. Invoking that Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination seems to make more sense than ever, does it not? Lois Lerner twice refused to testify before Congress, and even IRS General Counsel William Wilkins claimed 80 times, a counsel, a lawyer, claimed 80 times that he just simply could not recall the events in question. Beautiful case of legal amnesia, is it not? Not denial, not delay. But obfuscation, Saul Alinsky. I can't remember. Mr. Alinsky and his rules for radicals would be proud. Here then may be the ultimate two-faced quote regarding this unbelievably scandalous matter from new IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, who claims that he is eager to put the entire business behind him. That sounds like Mr. Obama, does it not? Not a smidgen of evidence. Put it behind us. Let's move on. If I were he, Koskinen, or Obama, or Lerner, so would I. I'd love to put it behind me. Commissioner Koskinen actually states with a straight face as follows, quote, I want everyone in the United States who is a taxpayer, that would be you and me, to understand and be confident that when they deal with the IRS, we will deal with them in a straightforward way, end quote. Unbelievable. Can any right-thinking American believe that at this point in time? Can anyone trust the IRS? Is there any American anywhere, no matter your political belief or philosophy, who would think for one brief shining moment that the IRS would deal objectively when they are so deeply and contemptuously politicized top to bottom? No right-thinking American would ever believe that. And, of course, the IRS is very active in the protection of Obamacare. And those 16,000 newly authorized agents are going to make you and me conform and pay. Obamacare and its rules apply aggressively to business organizations with 50 or more employees, that is, full-time employees. Now, full-time means 30 hours or more to work each week. Businesses are scrambling where appropriate to stay below that 50-employee level, including converting employees to part-time, that is, 29 hours per week or less, where Obamacare rules do not apply. So many are doing so much to avoid the horrendous regulations and implications of this awful act. And that led the New York Post to state in an editorial, quote, in short, after long denying Obamacare would lead to job losses, the administration now has to threaten criminal sanctions and IRS investigations to make sure it doesn't, end quote. Wow. Unbelievable days for America ahead for the next 2 years and 9 months. What a world. What an IRS. What a country America is becoming. So again, it's not a good time to be a conservative, is it, my fellow Americans? Well, you know, in reality, it is. It gives us who are conservative a fundamental defining moment in our lifetime to take a stand. This time for real. No more talk, but action. Our essential freedoms, our Constitution, the rule of law, the values and morals which have made America great are not only under attack, but they are eroding and disappearing day by day. We the conservatives, like ostriches with heads buried, do for some reason allow these things to happen. But we need to step up, stand tall, and protest in every way possible. We need to fundamentally challenge organizations like IRS. We need to take strong conservative stands like Clint Eastwood and John Voight and Kelsey Grammer and Pat Boone and Gary Sinise and Bruce Willis and Sherman Adelson, Las Vegas hotel owner. What a good, strong businessman. And other businessmen and women of all kinds and stripes. And so many more who will stand up, come out of their conservative closets, and say aggressively to President Obama and his corrupt agencies, enough is enough. For us Americans, it is not a matter of more information but action. We need to communicate with politicians. Rather, we need to hound them and threaten them and cut off funding them, stop giving, and threaten a vote elsewhere. We must harass them into listening. We must force them to pay attention to us, we the people. Rather than being harassed by the IRS, we should go after them. Most Americans will not have the courage to do that. But if we do not carry the fight to them and all like them in Washington, at least through our representatives, they will surely bring the fight to us one day. Today it's the Tea Party. Tomorrow it may be you or me. The IRS can always find a pretext, something, to open the door to question, harass, delay, deny, audit, or litigate if they, politicized and administration-driven, if they just wish to do so. The truth of the matter is there really is nothing Congress can do, and there's hardly anything we can do if the IRS is going to be that aggressive. It could pass legislation, Congress could, to fundamentally change the IRS or even to abolish it and reconstruct a new agency or perhaps even defund, cut off the monies like for those new 16,000 IRS agents. But it would do no good, for Obama would veto the legislation, which would then require two-thirds of the House and Senate to vote for approval. And that will simply not happen. So that, in essence, there is no alternative. We are stuck with this agency and all like it, so long as the Obama administration and Barack Hussein Obama controls the executive power and especially the power of veto. So it's up to you and me. It's up to us. What are you going to do? So many conservatives whine and moan and ask like bleating sheep, what can we do? What can we do? Conservatives seem content to criticize, to debate, to gather more information, to engage conservative media, and back to life as usual. But in fact, life is not usual and never will be again. In a day and age when Americans, through the new technology and a far more sophisticated media, are better informed than ever, you know what to do. You know. Now you have to step up and do it. Follow your heart and your head. If you believe what you say you believe, you will find a way to act on those beliefs. What you and I really need is courage, commitment to do what is right, not more information, not more direction from someone else, our very own courage. We do not, in many ways, because it requires time and effort and even money, and Lord help us if we have to give any or all of those three. We may be willing to give just a little of each, but it seems as though we are not willing as a citizenry to put our all on the altar of freedom. We're not. We have lost the courage of the patriots of old, the revolutionaries of 1776, who made this country great, and in fact, by their life and death, gave us the opportunities to live as we now do. Unless we return to that spirit of patriotism and even willingness to sacrifice and suffer if necessary, you and I will leave no America, nothing as is, and nothing of what it was to our children. Shame on us. We will be the generation that gave up and gave it the greatest opportunity for living in the history of mankind, gave it away, and away forever. It won't come back. So, my fellow Americans, please, like me, become like Paul Revere. Paul Revere. Sound the alarm. Wake up, Americans. Take what is happening seriously, deadly seriously. For one day, the corpse of the old America will lie at your doorstep. If you flex your patriotic muscles, you can expect someday that the IRS will come knocking. And why not have the courage to do that and expect that? Big Brother is watching, and they're watching now more than ever. The NSA has your records if they want them. Well, brothers and sisters, fellow Americans, my fellow citizens, are you ready for the fight? Are you ready to lay your all on the altar of freedom? I am, and I pray you are.